Hello, moms. Welcome to episode 7 of the Front Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. Today, I have a really fun topic that you've heard before, but we have a fresh look at this. It's my original 10, aka the 10 commandments. I have a very unique insight for you each time that you hear about the 10 commandments. And you know what? When you hear about these things at different times in your life, it's going to resonate differently. So sit back, do whatever you're doing, and let's take about 10 minutes to dig into these. And I promise you, you will have a new unique insight this time as we talk about the 10 commandments. Here we go. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has His front parking spot set aside for you. Hey, moms, welcome to episode 7. Today, we're going to talk about something that all of you know about, and it's the Ten Commandments. A little brief history lesson here is the Ten Commandments were given to Moses when he was leading out the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses went up to the mountain and he had his encounter with God, and that is when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Now, this is written 2 times in the Bible. The first time was in Exodus 20. That is the first time it is written down by Moses, the Ten Commandments. And the second time is in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 through 21. This is when Moses reiterated to the Israelites the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy right before they were going to enter the Promised Land and right before Moses died. So let's take a look at these, and I like to call them the original 10, because these are 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions, like I mentioned. These are the 10 commandments, and our life will be so much simpler if we just follow them. Number 1, you shall have no other gods before me. What is your God? Is it really God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? Or is it status? Could it be power or success? Could it be popularity? Could it be your social media? Some people get sports teams as their God or a hobby. I like to say, is it your phone? Do you just live by your phone every moment of the day? Is that becoming your God? Does that dictate to you who you are and what you will become, your phone? No, let's just have no other God besides God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Number 2, you should not make idols. Where do you draw your power from? Do you have a cross on your neck that you think, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I am lucky when I wear this cross? No, that's an idol. Do you have a statue? I remember when we were trying to sell our house and someone actually gave me a statue, a little idol to bury in my front yard so my house would sell. I looked at them, I'm like, what? There's some people that really believe that if you bury a statue, that will give you power. That is an idol, and God says, do not do that. Whatever is your focus of worship, that is your idol. Make God your only idol in your life. Number 3, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Whenever you say God or Jesus, it should be when you're praying or praising. When people say, oh my God, I'm like, whoa, you have God who created the universe. You have His attention. If you say, oh my God, then you better make it into a prayer because you just called God's name. So you have His attention. So make it count. Let's say a prayer. So please. So let's not do that. Number 4, remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. I love the way that Chick-fil-A honors this. I mean, we all love Chick-fil-A. We all love going through the line, but we can't do it on Sunday. I remember I live in the Atlanta area, and when we had the Super Bowl here in Atlanta, it was a big kind of scuttlebutt because Chick-fil-A was going to be closed because the Super Bowl is of course on a Sunday. But no, they know to keep the Sabbath holy, and that's don't do work. Just have family time. Just be present in your home. Just use this day to kind of build yourself up and getting ready for the week ahead. If you look up this biblically, there is so much to the seventh day as rest. Also, I learned from my son-in-law, this is pretty cool, that if they grow crops and they have a lot of fields and they do a lot of plantings, but in the seventh year, you are supposed to let that field rest and not plant anything. Give it a whole year off. And then the following year, you can plant again because the ground needs to kind of be built back and to be re-energized with new nutrients. So take that Sabbath day as your nutrients to keep going in the week. And number five, obey your father and mother. The sentence that follows this, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. We all know that our mom and dad have great wisdom for us. Listen to them, and our days on earth will be long. This is a win-win for all of us to do. And you know, your parents have lived a long time. If they're still living, you are blessed. Call them up. Listen to their advice. Don't roll your eyes when they give you suggestions. They have been there. Obey them and listen to them. I don't live near my mom, but my brother does. And he is such a great son. They go out for pizza dinners on Thursday night. She looks so forward to it. But he is the hands and feet of me and my siblings that don't live close to my mom. But honor them, because you know what? Someday they won't be there, and someday you won't be able to call them. And if you have any issues or rifts with your parents, call them up and just say, I'm sorry, and move on. Just say, forgive me for whatever we did in the past, and let's renew our relationship, because you never know when they'll be gone and you can't do that with them. The next one is you shall not murder. Now, it's interesting. In the Old Testament, it talks about murder. It doesn't say kill, it says murder. And a lot of people get kind of, what about wars and what about when military people have to kill for military reasons? In the Old Testament, there's lots of mention on battles and killing of troops and killing of groups of people in the Old Testament. Just open it up and read it. But it says, you shall not murder. And let's really look at this now. All human lives matter, even the silent, like the preborn and the elderly. God made us all in his image. We are not to murder. Murdering is taking innocent life in cold blood. And it's interesting. I just learned recently through the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble that killed and murder mean different things. So murdering is cold blood to advance your own agenda. Whatever you're doing, that is murder. It says, do not murder. Obviously, no one wants to kill anybody either, but that's an interesting differentiation in the Bible from murder and killing. So do not murder, do not kill. And that's a great one to keep in mind for the preborn and the elderly and people who are disabled and all that. We do not have that authority because we are all made in God's image. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. If there is someone who is tempting you or you have something that is pulling you to a certain person, cut that off. You don't need to have a really good friend who's the opposite sex. You know, you can just be acquaintances, that's one thing, but you made a commitment to your person. Don't be that guy or girl who can't follow through on a promise. Are you really that weak that you will throw your whole relationship away because you can't fight temptation? God will rescue you if you ask him for his help. Be loyal, be committed to the one you committed your life to. And just cut off that person that is bringing your heart along in a place you know it should not go. And if you're doing anything in secret, if your spouse cannot see like a text you get or a phone call, or if you have to kind of go in another room to talk to someone, that is the Holy Spirit telling you that that is wrong. So please don't do that. Number eight, you shall not steal. Okay, this is simple. If it isn't yours, do not take it. We all have been in that situation when you're at getting your fast food or going to a store and you actually pay in cash. Like, who really does that anymore? But you pay in cash, and then they give you, you gave them a 10 and they give you change for a 20. You're standing there with cold, hard cash in your hand, and you have to think, is this mine? And it's not. Just say, hey, you gave me too much change back. Here, I'm going to give you this $10 back because I gave you a 10, not a 20. And so be honest with them and say, you know, because God knows, I know you wouldn't know, but God knows. And I want to be blessed for doing the right thing. Do not steal. Number 9, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This means slander, lies, gossip. Gossip, y'all. I know, mom, sometimes we gossip. Okay, gossip is just not an attractive personality trait. And here's something that my mom told me, and this is so true. If someone talks about somebody else to you, you can be darn sure that when you're not with that person, they're talking about you. So if someone's always running their mouth about someone you know, when you're not there, it's your turn that they talk about. So either correct them and say, oh, let's not talk about Susie, blah, 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 or disassociate with that person. Because if they continue to talk about somebody or just saying something that kind of piques your attention and you kind of view it as gossip, just kind of stop them in their tracks and say, let's not go there. And number 10, you shall not covet. Okay, keeping up with the Joneses is nothing but a recipe for ungratefulness. We have so much to be thankful for. Focus on what we do have. Don't be jealous of your neighbors if they get that new car or they just got this really great new inside furniture or patio furniture. You know what? You have to be thankful for what you are given. And once we start focusing on what other people have, it takes our eyes off the gifts that we have. So God made it pretty basic for Moses many years ago, and he makes it simple for us too. These are tried and true commandments. So who are we to change them or to satisfy our own selfish desires? These are the Ten Commandments, and they're very, very simple. And our life will be so much easier for everyone involved if we just follow them. So here they are in a recap. Number 1, you shall have no other gods before me. Number 2, you shall not make idols. Number 3, you shall not take the name the Lord your God in vain. Number 4, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Number 5, obey your father and mother. Number 6, you shall not murder. Number 7, you shall not commit adultery. Number 8, you shall not steal. Number 9, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, aka gossip. Number 10, you shall not covet. And y'all, these are pretty basic. Just stick with these. Put them, you can even buy like a cheap poster, mount them in your house, put a little poster in your kids' room, talk to them about these because the Ten Commandments are skipped over. And they're really, it is a great blueprint for anyone's life. And right now, I would like to take you to right after Deuteronomy 5, when the Ten Commandments are given again, is Deuteronomy 6. And I just learned this. This is called the Shema. And when I was reading the Bible, I underlined this, and I didn't know it is a Jewish prayer that many Jewish people and Christian people, because Jesus also mentioned this in Matthew and in Mark, but it's Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Mamas, I hope this was an encouragement to you today. I hope that you kind of talk to your kids about what the Ten Commandments are and give them the original 10. It's 10 commandments that make your life so much simpler. And this will last from when you're a little child all the way up to an older person. If you could subscribe to my website, you can find it many ways, jenniferbosma.com, frontparkingspot.com, frontparkingspotpodcast.com. Go to my homepage, scroll on down and subscribe. I'd love to be in connection with you that way. Or you can find me on Front Parking Spot. Thanks, moms, for joining me today, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.